we're actually going to start putting sanitizer in gallon jugs for some of the industrial and medical people who have reached out to us in the next half hour, and those will be ready to go. Within a couple hours, we hope to have people being able to bring their own containers to our facility and fill up. And I'm actually working with about 10 different retail outlets right now that will take some gallon containers that we can have people bring their own containers as a refill.
On Wednesday, the FDA approved for businesses like Ogden's own distillery to begin producing hand sanitizer because of the shortage in the nation. On Friday morning, Steve Conlin, the owner of Ogden's Own, says that he and his team are just about ready to start selling sanitizer. Doing so will not only help Utahns access the disinfectant during the pandemic, it is also allowing all of the Ogden Own employees to keep working.
We're limiting our total occupancy to 10 people in the whole building. We'll produce what we can with 10 people and keeping 6 feet apart from one another. Everyone is wearing latex gloves and we have plenty of hand sanitizer. In our store, we're only going to allow one or two people in at a time as we go through this.
Conlin says they will be selling the sanitizer for essentially the price it costs them to produce it. He says retailers who distribute it may mark it up a little more, but it should still be priced at standard hand sanitizer prices. While he doesn't want any price gouging to happen, he also hopes sanitizer sales can provide smaller businesses a little more revenue and help them stay afloat. The most updated sanitizer information can be found on the distillery's Facebook page. Conlin says the sanitizer production should not limit the availability of the distillery's standard products. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.